about victim blaming versus responsibility. You're probably thinking, what the heck does that mean? Something I've been thinking about for many years and analyzing and talking to others about is the topic of personal responsibility and how this is held in tension with external factors that have been at work in our lives, which have caused, you know, pain and wounding and trauma and that kind of thing. And where I've come to over the last few years, when I start to think about a particular person with particular issues and dysfunction and trauma and challenges in their life, and I think about what contributed to this and also how they can move forward, I've started to differentiate adults from children in my analysis. What I mean by this is, in society, we generally accept that children are vulnerable and that it's the responsibility of the parents or the caregivers in their life to keep them safe and also teach them and equip them with the skills they need to be an adult. Now, I don't believe any children become adults without wounding and pain and some amount of neglect or being misunderstood by their caregivers. But there is, you know, varying degrees of trauma that people, or even just wounding that people enter adulthood with. Traditionally, if I've come across someone that has trauma or some real, you know, clearly some real challenges as an adult, some pain or just struggles on a day-to-day basis, due to the way my personality and brain works, my first thought is, what made them this way? Why are they this way? What caused this? If someone would act angrily to me, aggressively, or act in a thoughtless way, it doesn't really matter specifically. My default question or wondering is, why are they acting this way? You know, everything happens for a reason. Or as I've been talking about the last few episodes, what is the system that is running to create this behavior from this person as an emergent? And as I mentioned on the free will episode, I've come to believe that we all have a percentage of nurture, nature, and free will, which is working within us to, you know, determine the choices we make or don't make. And so slowly but surely, I stopped giving all the responsibility and credit to a person's upbringing. You know, I'd, in a sense, make excuses for people. I'm not quite sure if it's excuses, because, you know, sometimes the reasons were extremely valid. But I'd make allowances for people because I knew something about their past, and I'd use that to almost explain away their bad behavior or have empathy and compassion for them, but not have that balanced out by an expectation that, or a belief that, this person actually has choice. They're not a child anymore. They're an adult and they actually have choice, no matter what their background or trauma history is. And the really confronting part of this is that when you realize you are explaining away a person's bad behavior, you're essentially making allowances for them, what you're doing is you're taking away some of their autonomy. And if you have low expectations of people, they generally, you know, live into those. I'm not saying everyone that we have low expectations of is going to live up to that. But, you know, if you have people that are in your life that you're close to and you don't expect much from them, they're probably not going to give you much. If you just say, oh, you know, Tony had an alcoholic father and his mother was never around and she was always out, you know, out on dates and leaving him home alone. So he's not quite right. Make allowances for him. You're actually not opening the door for this person to grow and develop and that kind of thing. So personally, I came to a point where I consciously decided that an adult is an adult. And no matter what a person's upbringing, no matter what their background, no matter how many traumas and dysfunctions they've entered adulthood with, this isn't actually an excuse for bad behavior. Now, don't get me wrong, we all act out of unconscious impulses. We all say and do things we don't, we regret later, or we come to realize was a bad decision. And don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about a holier-than-thou level of expectation of those around us, where a person can't do anything wrong. I'm talking about, repeated bad behavior where a person may use their past as an excuse rather than accept and take responsibility or take in ownership for the baggage and dysfunction that they possess. And part of the reason I changed this view is that I kept meeting and also hearing stories on podcasts and YouTube, stories from these people that had the most horrific upbringings, highly traumatic, neglectful upbringings, who don't seem to have a chip on their shoulder, who aren't using it as an excuse. And I realized that if you want to grow and you want to learn and you want to become a healthier and happier person, the best version of you that you can be, no matter how justified blaming others is, and I think this is the first step, acknowledging how you were hurt you, who wounded you, processing that, maybe forgiving them, but at least letting it go, not holding on to resentment and grieving. I think this is important. But ultimately, we all need to take a look at ourselves and go, well, this is me, this is who I am. I've got these good traits and I've got these bad, neurotic, selfish, dysfunctional traits. And I think until we accept that and we acknowledge that those things are within everybody, including ourselves, we actually can't grow and heal from these dysfunctions. So this is why I say victim mentality versus responsibility. Often when someone says, don't play the victim or victim mentality, the knee-jerk reaction from others is, but they were a victim. They are a victim. This happened to them. So this is why I say victim mentality versus responsibility. Because I think there's a tension at work here. If you grew up in a family where you had an alcoholic parent who was abusive and neglectful, factually you were a victim. And it's an absolute tragedy. And I don't want to take away from anyone who's listening to this from that story or that reality. And yet, that doesn't mean to say you need to go through life with a victim mentality. And what I mean by that is a way of interacting with the world where you project yourself out as a victim, where you live out of a story that says, I'm worse off than others, or I've had it harder than others. Whilst there might be very valid reasons to feel these feelings and the pain and the grief associated with that lived experience of trauma, it's not a path for healing. And I think once we acknowledge and grieve what we didn't get growing up, and we all have gaps, significant gaps, I'd say, in what we didn't get, there comes a time, and I think it's when we become an adult, where we need to start taking responsibility for the inherited baggage that we have and not use this as an excuse to not pursue our goals and dreams, but rather transform these experiences, work through them, look these demons that we have in the eye, and work through these things so that we can actually grow and move forward. This actually really gets to the core of what my coaching practice is about. My little motto is change, transform, and grow. And my passion really is to work with those that are going through life change, specifically paradigm change, where beliefs, maybe religious beliefs or ideological beliefs or political beliefs, or just worldview in general, is starting to fall apart. The belief system is starting to fall apart, and it can feel like a death and a crisis. And to work alongside people that are going through those changes to transform those to then be able to move forward. Not to spin them into some happy-go-lucky narrative and deny the pain, but rather to look at that pain, to work through the pain, and use that as a launching pad to actually move forward and grow. There, I've said it. Change, transform, and grow. So I'll leave it there for today. So this is one of these topics that's hard to pin down, and I'm sure brings up different thoughts and ideas for everyone. This idea of balance between how much is my responsibility versus how much was I a victim here? How much am I still a victim of this situation? And how do I navigate this tension? How do I hold both of these tensions to not be a victim of my circumstances, but also not deny that I was sincerely wounded and hurt, to be able to grow and create new narratives, life-giving narratives about what happened, to be able to then move forward. That's all I have for today. So I hope you're having a good day, and I look forward to talking to you next time on the Convergently Speaking podcast.